It won't, but...
It won't. You start a commode, all you do is get different smell.
Maybe I'll go back in the audience. At any rate, they get to Austria and step off the plane, and good old substantial back you and support you friend walked up and told them that he was a federal agent. And they whisk him right away, don't they? They hold the others, destroy the passports, make them sit in a holding compound until arrangements could be made, which EJ immediately and Ed went immediately to arrange, and they had to sit there literally until they were escorted aboard the plane back to the United States. So you're up to there with those three obviously intelligence top secret agents that went over there so he could open a bank account. I mean, he was a citizen, so he could open them a bank account, too, and that was going to help everybody, and it really would have. I mean, it really would have. Go on. Getting good.
He was taken via helicopter to a hospital where he was nursed back to health. The charges were eventually dropped, and he proceeded in the completion of the gold transfer. What had happened to be a done deal while he was in America soon became a nightmare of tangled threads that stretched from the gold mines of King Solomon to the gold teeth of Hitler's Holocaust victims.
Now, that's true. And he got himself in trouble over that one. Is Lou enjoying this?
Sure he is.
I bet.
Another thing here, just a comment, hasn't got anything to do with what's true or false. It's merely an observation. See, Buckley runs around with a piece of paper, and that's all he's got, is a piece of paper. He's never going to be able to cash it because it's agreed long time before that the thing is invalid, and so nobody's going to honor it. And Grandma is doing the same thing. She's got a piece of paper, and way back in 1700 or 1800, I was probably, if they had a bank that honored it, why, they'd cash it. But no such thing exists now. That all went out around 1950. And none of these pieces of paper are any good unless you got a bank with the product in it to cash it. And none of these guys have got it. So here's Gunther. He's got a piece of paper. And nobody will cash his check. Same thing. The scam goes on and on and on.
So the only real reality that Gunther had was his association with the rest of us. That's all. And you can imagine what this writing did when it hit Austria, and it was there before they ever ran it in that American bulletin. So you better go on.
Russ Bucker was impeded at every turn. He quickly was told by representatives of the Austrian government that the Jews felt all of the gold that Rusbacher was trying to bring back into the country came from the teeth of their grandfathers. Rusbacher had been told that the gold was the Austrian gold that had been taken from the Austrian treasury when Hitler invaded Austria. Rusbacher had been told that the symbol for Austrian gold, a fox, was still stamped on all the bars. He wasn't told that the bars also had HH and the swastika stamped on them. The HH stands for Hitler Helvetia. Helvetia is a Latin name for Switzerland. After betrayal, intrigue, lies, and misinformation, Rusbacher finds himself back in an Austrian prison charged with credit card fraud. The gold deal continues to move forward. At this point, no one outside of an inner circle knows the status of the gold transfer or how quickly the world's governments will see their currency replaced with gold-backed currencies. In a letter that Rusbacher wrote to his wife on November 26, 1994, he gave the background and partial history of the gold transfer, which was codenamed Operation White Robe. Let me give you a bit of background for Operation White Robe.
I'll get this one.
I'll do it in narrative style, but I feel certain that once you have read my words, understanding shall ensue. It begins with the U.S. government imposing an embargo against the Swiss. They, the Swiss, had been playing hanky-panky with the Nazis. They allowed them to use their rail systems to bring materials to the German troops of Italy. In return, the Swiss were the true bankers of the Third Reich. To further the true meaning of the hypocrisy, the Swiss received coal from Germany. The Swiss have none of their own. The U.S. government went straight for the jugular and imposed an all-out food embargo.
That just ticks me off until I can hardly stand to be quiet.
Almost 60%...
I'm not through.
Sorry.
It just overwhelms me. I cannot be quiet. All this railroading around was handled by Mr. Krupp. K-R-U-P-P. Anybody ever heard of the Krupps?
Yeah, big gun makers.
They're big everything. Well, there were lots and lots of gold and lots of stuff being transported by the Krupps. Now, you've got a story that is so full of it that it would choke you, even your parasites. But there are veins of truth. Already before Miss Ray Ellen and Mr. Russmacher was still in jail, before, you know, those patriots had heard about him, got him out, they seemed to forget it was contact. They blast contact continually. It was contact. You people who got him free twice, once in the United States and once in Austria. Mr. Krupp ended up with billions and billions of dollars in gold. He had people from the Philippines that were in charge of managing it. And they were doing pretty damn good until Mr. Russmacher got into it. And boy, it was touch and go for quite a while. Come on, support crew.
I don't know enough about that, and that has been changed within the last 2 years,
yes,
I'm sure of.
It certainly has.
Definitely, and just exactly what role that guy enacted at that time. He probably was programmed to do exactly what he did. I'm not acquainted with, so I can't make an intelligent statement about Krupp.
I think that all of you can be discerning by now that Ms. Ray Ellen into the equation after Gunther got back to Austria was a disaster.
Amen.
She asked about going to Austria when it became known that Gunther probably would be released. And she was told emphatically, and she will tell the world she is pissed off because Hatton and EJ wouldn't let her go. Wouldn't let her go. She had already purchased the ticket and left, probably within the hour, leaving others with thousands of dollars of telephone bills and other bills to be paid. Some people are into them well into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. I just like a little bit of credit to you people who attended them. Gunther possibly cannot help it. Regardless of how ridiculous he is. She could. She won't. Go on.
Almost 60% of Swiss food was imported from other European markets. The Swiss told the U.S. in 1944 to go to hell and began importing foodstuffs from South America. The vessels flew the Liberian and Swiss flags. The U.S. put a halt to that in December of 1944. The Swiss had almost all of Hitler's gold, which had been seized from the Jews, the National Bank of Austria, Belgium, France, and numerous other countries. The gold was a real sore point for the U.S. They wanted it in their hands. The Swiss, operating on orders from Hitler's men, began the long and worrisome transport of the metal to Argentina and Paraguay. After March of 1945, the gold bars and chunks of used gold were shipped to a remote area of the Philippines. There it has remained until we, you and I, enter the picture.
Meaning Raylan and Rosbacher. This is coming, see. You missed a little transition there. I probably was talking.
This is Rosbacher's writing.
You see, he wrote her letter, and this is what he's saying.
Yeah.
You and I, you know, darling.
Mm-hmm. Only 100 or so people knew about this hoard of precious metals. The white robe Templars became involved because great
shudder now.
Yeah. Became involved because great gold monstrances, crucifixes, as well as solid gold chalices and coins were robbed from many churches, Catholic, of course. It became a brand new quest for about 30 of us. Most of these men were my seniors and have long since died without fulfilling their cause. With the deaths of my two best friends in Laos this February, I was the only
one.
Stop.
That was the great big mission that they made him go on. It was going to be a disaster mission. And they were going to go to Laos to pull out some POWs. This was sort of a test for him. He was going to have to do this or they would not let him out of prison. Or whatever. It's hard to remember, isn't it?
I think this is Goosey number 22.
No, you've already nailed him.
He's back.
This one's far advanced.
But this is the liar.
Now, he has just recently had heart surgery, a 5-way bypass.
Wow.
And you will note that many times I have gone along with this because we were accomplishing what needed to be accomplished, and every time he opened his mouth, or she did, it got more and more people into critical circumstances. They had lumped in this one man, and I will not tell you whether he's real or false. But the one that they said was Chuck Rader, the admiral, who was Gunther's superior. My God, they published this everywhere. If he was, his family was going to be killed. If he isn't, it is a big lie, and they had, and any intelligent person, much less an intelligence person, would never, never put another in such jeopardy under any circumstances. So we'll just leave that one over there, but this one had all of this mishmash of stuff going on. Also, they say that Gunther goes off on this mission. Well, I expect he went off to the training programming room, which would, in my opinion, be worse than anything that could have happened to him, possibly. And the story comes back that they met with an ambush. And right now, I'm going to protect somebody else. I'm going to tell you names. They met with an ambush, and everybody just about, except Gunther, was killed. But he single-handedly lifted his buddy out and brought him back to the helicopter. But two of his friends supposedly died, one of them in his arms. And I want to tell you, he can really give you a show and tell. He can weep and wail. And it's sad. But guess what? Susie Ward, now, mind you, back when Rosbacher just got out, remember just before Christmas? At that time, they were charging everything to EJ's credit card. Then they got even more risque, and they said, Pleiades Travel, which all of you know, is EJ's sister's little travel agency. You know, gay. They spread the word far and wide that it was a CIA operative. Proprietary, I believe, is what they call it. So Gunther and Ray Ellen are back in Missouri in a luxury apartment with a fireplace. Mother and the cat brought out at the expense of Pleiades Travel. Trips back and forth to the West Coast through Pleiades Travel. And then they signed up for some Cadillacs. They were going to give Laurie one, Susie one, Mother one, Dorma one, and she said, never mind. What the hell are you doing? He was going to drop ship it because there was no way to get all of them driven back. But to get at least one of them driven back, they got in touch with Susie Ward, who had formed a real backup support system for Gunther and Ray Ellen. So the next thing we know, Susie is in Missouri. And Doris says, what in the devil is Susie doing in Missouri? Ray Ellen says, I don't know. Gunther knew her back in Vietnam or somewhere, and they were friends, and he sent for her. I didn't know. Susie said Ray Ellen sent for her. And they certainly did know, and she was there to meet the plane, whose ticket was purchased through Pleiades Travel on EJ's credit card. This was not known until they said that Susie brought a bottle of cognac and slipped him a Mickey. He immediately became a total alcoholic, totally out of control, and the intent was to poison him, that Susie was an agent. Susie didn't know what hit her. She's on the phone. What in the world is happening? They're sending me back. I'm some kind of danger to them. Well, Dorma said you shouldn't have been out there in the first place, but I don't know what's going on. Impossible to tell what's going on. But when they confronted Susie with it, he'd been over and lost his friends. She, as an agent, I'm quoting, she, as an agent, little Susie, had betrayed him, and they walked into an ambush. Well, I'll tell you, Susie did not know what had hit her. And this rift continued until they were in Austria. And when the, you know, what hit the fan, guess what? She's back on the phone to Susie for money. Susie and her husband went and borrowed money against their home to help these people. So all of this whining is falling on very deaf ears, but it took Susie a long, long time. And Susie has made up the difference in the airfare. And yet still, I am so incensed with you people. Turn the other cheek. Forgive. Forgiving is one thing. Just turning around like a top. For months, it took for Susie to see. As these kinds of lies are coming forth. Because you see, there are too many people out there. There's one in Texas that had $10,000 charged to her credit card the night before Ray Ellen came back. Now, believe it or not, in the circle, there is someone who has access to computer investigation. And they found that, indeed, Raylan and Gunther had opened two bank accounts, and the amount of money they had in it was exactly the amount of money taken on credit cards. Now, let me tell you, when they go, and Edie Koenig says, how could two people on food stamps have a credit card that would hold $32,000 or $35,000? Well, I want to tell you, nobody we know does. And when they ran it up to its limit and then tried for $22,000 additional in cash, the credit card company came down and caught it. Nobody pressed charges. It is that Ed got hung for, what, 12? At least. To the limit. Absolutely to the limit. And again, nobody pressed charges. Just told the credit card company there isn't any way we can pay. Well, I think that they finally did something for the person in Texas. They finally did something with Ed. I don't know if he has credit or not. They took away American Express. EJ and Doris have absolutely no emergency backup. That was always there. But guess what? American Express is a company owned, operated by Henry Kissinger. So I don't think they'll be too nice about it, but on the other hand, there isn't any way they can collect it. It isn't there, and it was unauthorized. This needs to be told. Not because one goes out and just tells this sort of thing. It's embarrassing, if nothing else. But the opposite stories are already being spread all over the Fax network. And I, for one, am tired of it. Those people sent so much stuff of useless value through Ken Varden that you couldn't even help him. Contact readers could not support him enough to pay the bills. So he had to close the Patriot Fax network and leave. Grandma sending, fax it far and wide every breath she breathes. Ron Jackson, every day, fax it everywhere. My words must be scattered every day. Give me some new words and I'll be happy to spread them. But I am not going to tolerate any more spreading of words. It says, go join the militia and be ready to fight. Contact is the finest paper in this world, bar none. And it is left alone because it will give both sides an absolutely never sanctions violence of any kind or subversion. You will never win with a gun. And if you think it makes you look like a chicken coward because you won't take up your Uzi, it takes courage not to be stupid, to be wise. And this paper was founded and it will continue to function as a voice. It doesn't mean that a meeting of some militia group won't show up in contact, but it'll be theirs. It will be a news item. And every time that it does, they'll get a warning, the readers will get a warning that there is no sanctioning of any such activities from this place. And yet Militia of Montana puts out one of the finest newsletters around on what's happening to your freedom. You do not have to join the enemy or the patriots who think that they are doing something patriotic. All they're doing is making sure you have no leaders. Go on and read. I get really, really irate about it.
With the deaths of my two best friends in Laos this February, I was the only one left who was empowered to move the gold.
He didn't go, by the way, if I missed that.
Yeah. There wasn't any Laos. And he wasn't empowered to do a damn thing.
Even though it looked to you that I was a recent player in the gold transfer, the truth is I have known about it my entire life, and I knew that eventually the gold would return to Austria. It will return to Austria in 1995, 50 years after the end of the war. As of this writing in December of 1994, Gunther Rusbacher is still in an Austrian prison. He was recently moved into a small prison hospital which houses only 50 prisoners. This hospital is located within an old chateau that had been used as a nunnery.
Still suffering.
Close by.
In that chateau.
Close by, it is a secret military installation and several government safe houses. In the United States, a smear campaign has been launched against Rusbacher, his wife Ray Ellen, and anyone else who tries to come to their defense.
Read it again.
In the United States, a smear campaign has been launched against Rusbacher, his wife Ray Ellen, and anyone else who tries to come to their defense.
Correct. We ought to smear them some more.
I can hardly wait to start. So far, we didn't.
All of those who are involved in the smear attacks have been exposed by Rusbacher to be agents of the United States intelligence community who have set up newspapers.
Read it again.
Read it again.
All of those who are falsely involved in this, all of those who are involved in the smear attacks have been exposed by Rusbacher to be agents of the United States intelligence community who have set up newspapers or fax machines to monitor, select, or distort the truth and continue the old game of divide and conquer while keeping the sleeping giant confused and ignorant.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack.
The age-old battle between the two world powers continues. In each generation, they change customers and countries. But the battle goes on. The innocents of the world are thrown into the wars as cannon fodder. The helpless pawns are the warring black and white kings of a planet that to these men is nothing more than a chessboard. Human lives have no more meaning than the plastic pieces that move in predetermined paths across the king's board. It appears that the royal bloodline of ancient Europe is getting ready for a comeback. These royals are the ancient and time-honored true enemies of the banking power that is trying to impose a new world order upon the American people. Many now recall the old saying, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend," and look to this newly emerging power as their savior. While it is true that the royals would like to destroy the power behind the New World Order, it must also be remembered that the American peasant has no knowledge of their plan for humanity. The question that needs to be asked before siding with them against a common enemy is, what are your plans for the peoples of the world, and especially for America? 1995 is almost upon us. The history that Rusbacher has provided in his articles on the Federal Reserve and the think tanks is accurate. Only time will tell if his prediction about the return to a gold standard and the abolition of the Federal Reserve System will take place on schedule. In a letter from Ray Ellen dated January 7, 1995, I received a letter from Gunther today. This is quoting Ray Ellen, I think. There were many things I wanted to share with you. The first comments I feel need to be shared are about his health. Another one of the bypass grafts has shut down. I'm worse off than I was before the surgery. However...
the unnecessary surgery.
Yeah. And I think this is Gunther talking now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's Gunther now.
However, I can assure you that no one will get the chance to open my chest again. Last time, it almost killed me. I saw the doctor today. She stated that I was medically unfit for confinement. It appears that the rest of the bypass grafts are shutting down one after the other. If I don't go free on the 24th, that is January 24th, the day of his trial, she recommends inpatient care for my heart problems. According to her, I am lucky to be alive after numerous heart attacks. He was referring to the four attacks he had while he and I were together in Salzburg. Maybe she is right. At any rate, I am due for a coronary checkup with complete workup soon. It'll mean at least 2 weeks in hospital. I won't let them operate on me as long as I have to go into surgery as a prisoner. Hopefully, I'll continue to hold on to what little health I now have. The entire time we were together, I was in pain. As you know, the pain pills prescribed by Stan, Dr. Monteith, MD of Radio Liberty, caused me more problems than they helped. The only relief was given by rum and cognac.
It'll help almost everything.
Is it any wonder you thought I had become an alcoholic? All of our time together was spent with me trying to function while dealing with pain that was and still is unbearable. The period of time he is referring to is after his release from prison in Missouri. I don't need to remind you that the open-heart quintuple bypass surgery that is currently failing was forced upon him by Missouri officials while he was still incarcerated. If you will remember from some of my earlier writings, Gunther was taken from his hospital bed where he had been chained spread-eagle and thrown into an isolation cell that was covered with urine and feces. To be able to handle the stench, he had to clean the cell himself 5 days after open-heart surgery and while he had open wounds from the top of his chest to his ankles. The incisions in his legs from where the veins were taken became infected, and to this day they have never healed properly. A lingering infection still causes the scars on his legs to ooze and crust. Is it any wonder that he does not want to go into the hospital again while he is a prisoner? Now back to Gunther quoting. I will allow them to process me as unfit for confinement and check into a hospital on my own. There is no reason why I should have to continue to live in a continued state of pain. The doctor stated that I am to refrain from any activity that could cause heart pain in addition to what I usually live with. So much for my physical problems. You'll notice that I don't even bother to write about the pancreas, kidney, or liver trouble, which were exacerbated by my drinking and by the drug that someone slipped me early in 1994.
Susie. That was Susie.
As serious as they are very minor compared to my heart. Where's that little violin at? In one of the letters
they
I wrote...
don't make them small enough for me.
In one of the letters I wrote to Gunther, I pointed out that many of the changes in governments that he had told me about were beginning to happen. He replied as follows. As you have written, many of the things I told you about are beginning to happen in the United States. People have lost faith in this present form of government. Clinton has done more to bring about change than many others. It may be happening through a backlash, but nevertheless, it is happening under his watch. I heard yesterday that Woolsey, the director of the CIA, has turned in his resignation because of Aldrich Ames and the many other doubles who operate out of D.C. Things will heat up before summer, and heads of state and commerce will roll. I think he is talking about heads of state around the world and heads of corporations. It's only a matter of time until Clinton has to replace his replacements. He is viewed by Europeans as a fool who has no idea of what to do next. The stage for a peaceful revolution is hereby set. Regretfully, it is too late to stop it. The states will question the something or other, secede from the Union. As said, the stage is set. Gunther's latest mailing address is Gunther Rosbacher, Wilhelms, H-O-H-E, whatever that is, 3021 Pressbaum, Tolnerbach, Austria, Europe. Gunther's lawyer's address is Dr. Hans René Lohrer, 1040 Wien, W-I-E-N, Schwarzenberg, Eingog, Grußhausstrasse 2, Austria, Europe. And it goes and gives a bunch of other addresses here.
Here's a comment. The way Gunther reports, like he telling you what's going to happen. Well, every night while we were asleep, he'd get on the phone. And he would always talk in very fluent in Russian, French, German, and so you never knew what the guy was talking about. I never knew what anybody was talking about over there. And then in the morning, he'd make some magnificent prediction about what's going to happen this day. And so after the first day, I kept waiting for it to happen, and it didn't happen, so I started checking it. And nothing that he said ever happened. Now, this is Goosey the liar. He cannot tell the truth. The man is incapable of telling you a straight story that is credible, believable, and able to be validated. So anything that you hear in here of Quack Quack quoting Goosey and Little Miss Muffet. Little Miss Muffet is good, but I think, was that a little bird that said the sky was falling down?
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little. That's Ray Ellen for me. Chicken Little goes around and babbling anything that comes until she triggers this guy. And she does trigger him. I over there, I didn't catch this at all because I didn't know about these MPDs. But there would be a time when he was in the throes of dying, and I'm a guy who has seen people die, so can't hardly pass it by me. So she would come in, and then I would just take a sort of a, if you're going to get well, you're going to get well. If you're going to die, hurry up. Because we don't have, you're too much of a problem as it is. And she would start clicking rings with this cat. Some sort of a, something from Sobol or Hobo or Tobol or whatever. And he would respond. Again, it's the same thing. And so what I'm driving at is whatever Quack Quack says, quoting him, is not to be accepted in the slightest. Not in the slightest. And if you give me time, I can even push it back to number one, number two, number three, number four, because there are a number of them.
The reason that it becomes important is that there are other people's whose lives are at stake as we speak because of this ridiculousness. If Ray Ellen is foolish enough to get herself together, which she fully intends to do, and you can count on George Green to help foot the bill, she would go right straight to Austria the minute there is any talk of him being released. Now, she left him. She wouldn't even send money that she had to help him after she got back. And wrote it. I'm not telling tales out of school. The reason that we're having this meeting and dealing with this at all is not really for the humor of it. It's serious. It is critically serious. But if she gets on that plane and goes to Austria, she will be arrested and she will be charged with everything and more than they have charged Gunther with. They have no intention whatsoever of allowing her to be with him, period. She can count on it. She will be arrested. And that doesn't have anything to do with anybody in here or me or Ed. That's just the way it's been handled. And this comes absolutely directly from the police department in Vienna. So I would hope that friends tell them about it. It will be in this paper. Why has it been precipitated now? Because Edie Koenig put this in the American Bulletin, I guess. That's where she's been running these. And nobody pays much attention to them. But she also, Edie Koenig, from Rael and Rusbacher, you see, you all have some projects. They're all done. They're all ready to be presented. Then they've been presented, and you have a plan for different corporations and different people to be able to get funding and do these things. Well, when it came time to do the funding, there was plenty of money, and they wanted some more documentation, and I believe that probably, I don't know, Mike or Ed or someone already had a list of the projects, but it ended up with Gunther. And then guess what? These were legitimate, they are legitimate projects. So there's no skin off anybody's nose that somebody wanted to make them public except the way it came through. And Ms. Eady said, well, you know, nobody except being backed by the government, no projects of this magnitude have ever been planned since the pioneers. So they must be backed by, you know, the black budget of the government. Now, a few things are underway, and Mr. Rusbacher guaranteed the funds. He's going to get them from Austria, from the bank. His own funds. But nobody held their breath. And a continuation for funds, and there are four or five other sources out there. They just never seemed to happen either. But you see, we had to have someone else in Austria who had qualifications for Austrian connections. We've got it, and he seems a bigger flake to most of you than did Gunther. Don't question God's plans. Just because you don't know what's going on does not mean that God doesn't know what's going on. And that's the hardest thing that Dorma has to face, and this is why I have to talk about it right out in the public. Because she thinks somehow, because others treat her this way, if she doesn't know, nothing's happening. Well, it's gotten to the point where the less she knows about that, the better off she is, and all of you. But Edie, not only was she given actually confidential business information, but Edie was selling it. Write in, send your $3. Send your $5 if you want both lists. And I'll Xerox it and send it to you. And she did, because some of the readers did that to see what would happen. Looks really good. I wouldn't waste my money. Don't send her $5. We'll run it in the paper. Or somewhere, you know. I mean, that's silly. And right up there at the top is $240 million for Futuronic Studios. And I believe that all of you know that that is underway. That is being prepared for the first motion picture, for goodness sakes. These are legitimate. They're going to happen. If we can get the human element out of the way. But the reason it got precipitated is that Ray Allen had already joined forces with George Green. And all of this mishmash now has gone all the way back to Grandma and the most ridiculous type of garbage going out on the International Fax Network. So it has to be countered. There isn't anything else to do about it. But we don't intend to give any more energy to it. Once it is presented, that's it. Anybody wants to know, they can get a copy of the paper. Any questions or anything so we can move on?
Could I make a quick insertion and ask your opinion about it, Commander? Some, in spite of the personalities involved and some of this stuff is just junk, wasn't that historical comment about the European royal houses and the Federal Reserve and stuff pretty right on?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And I believe that you will find before it's all over that Gunther Esterhazy is out of the royal family. And he's attached all the way through the Romanovs and the Tsar of Russia. So a lot of things check out. A lot of things are valid. But I think you can see that Gunther Rusbacher in his mind had become emperor. Ray Ellen had in her mind become empress of the dumb ship. And we would have a return of royalty, which would slop over to the United States through all this gold.
Can I turn the tape?
Yes.